The National Transformation Initiative has teamed up with the world's leading provider of online education, Coursera, to provide Bajans free access to a wide range of training and educational material. Courses are available in business, the creative industries, tourism, information technology, personal development, and more. Thousands of Bajans have already jumped on the chance to enhance themselves and upskill with the fully online, fully accredited, and fully free courses. Many of the courses are short, as short as 6 hours. Some are longer, as long as 6 months, but you can study at your own pace in your own time. And get this, no data charges will apply, so you can study anywhere, anytime. Go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. There must be a course or two or three there for you, because you're never too good to get better.
22 minutes before 7 o'clock, as we say good evening to the man, Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Yes, please, manners and respect. Greetings, Bajan, Rhythm, and Rhyme, 6:30 p.m. every evening on VOB 92.9 FM. I got to shout out everyone outside on, locked on to us all the every Saturday, and we truly appreciate you all of our friends and beards. In Gall Hill, in Christchurch, in St. Thomas, you know, all in St. Lucie, getting lots of calls and messages. I appreciate all of you. I got to shout out everyone messaging already locked on, man. First, Ollie, how are you? Excuse me, manners. How are you, my brother?
I'm on top of the world and on another planet, Sluggy.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, man. I have to shout out everyone over at John and Develop Fitness Center locked on. They're speaking to us. Bigger everyone at John Knows Variety. Say they're locked on and listening to VOB 92.9 FM. Shout out to John Knows Variety. Have everything right there on the corner of Gillam Main Road. All of you people in Gillam Main Road listening to VOB 92.9 FM. On behalf of Ollie and Lee, we truly appreciate you all, man. I keep listening, man. John Knows Variety open to 2 a.m. Shout outs to you all for sure. Thanks a million for keeping it locked. This evening, we're going to talk to Miss Marlene Rice-Boyne, who, like you said, is the president of BARM. Ollie, we're going to talk about elderly care. We're going to talk about elderly in the community. We're going to talk about elderly and continuing to educate yourself. We're going to talk about... We're talking about the BARP fighting for causes for the people in general, the purpose of BARP, what they want the public to do to get more engaged with BARP. They're going to have all those things. Ms. Boyne is having some problems hearing us, so she will probably call. So we will look out for a call from her. Look out for a call from her soon. We got a shout out to everyone also locked on at Island Fitness Center. Shout outs to Island Fitness Center, Pelican Village. Everyone there locked on, listening to us. Big ups to Island Fitness Center. You could go and check them out. Thank you so much for keeping it locked. Thank you so much for supporting what we do here at Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme Island Fitness Center. We're going to give you some information and some deals. The fitness center have lots of deals for BARP members, all BARP members. So we're going to let you know a lot about the fitness and their deals with BARP members as well. So show us the Island Fitness Center. Yes, training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. Over 1,000 free courses, Ollie. Over 1,000 free courses, and later down in the show, Ollie can give you some information on some courses from the NTA. But I want everyone to check out the NTA, training.nta.org.bb. Absolutely free, no data or Wi-Fi charges. I understand. We have royalty now in. Is the audio working now, Mrs. Rice-Boyne?
Audio isn't working, strange enough, but I'm using my cell phone. Is audio working?
Okay, we're getting an echo from you.
I'm wondering if I'm connected on the Zoom.
Yes, you're still connected.
You can probably try hanging up the call and see if we can get you via.
Let me hang up this call. Hello, good evening.
Oh, perfect.
Good evening.
Hello.
Perfect.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, we can hear you very well, ma'am. We can hear you very well. We can hear you.
She's not hearing us. She's not hearing us. She needs to exit the Zoom call. Bye.
Okay, I'm ready as you are.
We are ready for you, ma'am. Good evening again.
And a pleasant evening to you and to listeners on BIM. Is it BIM Global? I want to get the name correct.
BIM's Got Talent, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
BIM's Got Talent, Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. I'm happy to be here today as we celebrate International Seniors Day, Older Persons Day today. October 1st is a UN designated day from 1990. So I'm thrilled to be here and to join with you, Slugin. I want to thank you for your most kind invitation.
There's no problem. It's my pleasure. You know, I love speaking to our stalwarts and our icons. So it's an absolute privilege to speak to someone like you. So you say today is Senior Citizens Day?
It's that in 1990 it was designated International Day of Older Persons, October 1st.
Nice. Yes.
And this year, the focus is on the resilience and contribution of older women.
Yes, the resilience and the
contributions of older women.
Oh, I like that. Let me go there. I ain't mean to put you straight in the hot seat, but I love that. That theme alone, I'm picking my fancy, the contribution of older women. Now, when you think about the contribution of older women, especially within our culture, especially within our, whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's education, whether it's community, when you think about the contribution of older women within our culture and society, what exactly does that mean to you? And what message would you like to drive home to Barbados more importantly?
Well, first I want to salute the Barbadian woman for her spirit of sacrifice strength. Because one, we recall that our parents and our grandparents, some of them might not have had the benefit of a university education, but through the spirit of enterprise, they were able to conduct meet interns, and those meet interns sent us to school, maintain properties, purchase properties. Some people kept agriculture. Some people kept stock. Some women kept grow food. So all in all, when you look at the contribution of the Barbadian woman to the social and economic landscape of this country, she has indeed made a profound contribution, though it might have appeared silent. So we can't help but salute her for her contribution on the to society and to the building and sustainability of Barbados.
Well, yes, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, when you think about the older woman, ma'am, she's such a icon and a pillar in our community. If you look at any pictures, from history, you always see an older woman, a strong woman, especially a strong Black woman. If you look in the schools who used to serve us at school for school meals, it was mainly older women. The people helping take care of the upkeep of the school, it was mainly older women. And then you look at a lot of our teachers, teachers with the teaching profession, especially in my time, in the early 90s, a lot of older women. So older women really help to shape our society and our community. Where that love and regard for the older woman come from? Because granny mean a lot to us, ma'am. Like granny mean everything to everybody. Even if she ain't your granny, that's granny. You understand? But, like, so where does that love come from? And how can we hold on to it more? It got to be a deeper meaning and reason behind that love.
We can hold on to it more by including grannies and great grannies in our social activities. I do recall, you know, when you have an event, you don't tell granny, don't come out, I have friends coming over, or we're going to picnic, you can't come. What you need to do is to include your seniors in your activities. And by doing so, you will be building that intergenerational bond that is necessary so that our children and our grandchildren would recognize the respect that we have for our seniors. You ought not to discard them. So if you're going to have an event, you make sure that they are included in that event as well. And whatever you're going to do, because very often they experience a sense of neglect or abandonment. You know, people say, no, this is not for you. If you're going to have a family event, certainly your seniors can attend. And it's always, one cannot have too much knowledge. So we always say, you know, you by encouraging them to socialize with you and your children and your children's children, it creates that bond that just cannot be broken. As I often remark to persons who were not privileged to have had a grandmother in their presence or a grandfather, I always tell them they've missed out on a great part of life, because you will recall the nuggets of wisdom that was shared by your grandparents in your youth.
That is so true. The reason why this subject is so important to me, right? You know, as you get older, you're passing your 30s and getting up, you know, you start to see the treatment of our older persons, right? And everybody, if you want to live long, you have to get old. You can't live long without getting old. It's just a fact of life. You know, no one wants to die young. We all hope that we can get extremely old. But I find that we forget the process of getting there. And then we somehow disregard the older persons and only have them for certain things. That part is the part I don't like. It only will include the older people if it's certain things. But then it made me tell myself, like, I don't want to be like that when they get older. Well, and the boy treat me so late that to go party, somebody invite me. If they go off fear, exactly. Somebody invite me. If they go off concert, somebody invite me.
Exactly. And that is what, when we think about, that's what we are here. Part of our mission is to do as well, to encourage that intergenerational mix, because it is very important when you look at building strong societies. And I want to put the emphasis on strong. If you are serious about building strong societies, well, then it's important that we have the intergenerational mix, the grannies, the great-grannies, the children, the great-grandchildren, you know, right across the ages, so that everybody can benefit at the end of the day. I'm a grandparent, and there are times that my boys, because I have all grandsons, I have that privilege, some of my boys would share information with me, and I'm like, oh, I never heard that before. And, you know, you're always learning, because every day once you're alive, you're learning. So just as we are learning as seniors, you can imagine the amount of knowledge that our youngsters will derive from being in our presence. So that is why BARF is important.
Well, yes, ma'am, and that community and family and inclusivity is important. And because, like, me know, I can only draw from my own experiences. Like, me know at 40, ma'am, there are not many people that when I was 5 and 6 and 7 years old that are alive know that I'm 40.
Wow.
I was thinking, and not because of violent reasons either, just life. You just find that You know, somebody might go on cancer, somebody might go on AIDS, someone might just get sick. Then Corona took away four.
Quite a few. I'm sorry to hear that.
But when they ask everyone, when they look around, ask everyone, like when they ask everyone my age and older, persons 50 years and older, they will ask my father, like, you hold primary school, everybody that was in your primary school year, everyone that was in your secondary school year, everyone that you went to church with, everyone you play cricket and football with, how much mm-hmm. of all them people know are like about 60 years old with you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That mm-hmm. question ask my father, and it will not be enough, because life is just like that. So he's saying, like, getting older and not being included could really get lonely.
Very lonely. Very, very lonely. Very, very lonely. That's why it's important, mm-hmm. as they said, that to allow them to make some. When we reflect on seniors in today's society, one of the issues confronting seniors, they want to be able to go to, let's refer to as their care centers, where they can interact with seniors. They don't want to stay home all, you know, cooped up in a house. They want to be able to go out to senior cities, their care centers, where they can go in the morning, come back, be collected in the afternoon, be able to socialize with their peers, because I don't want to use the word fear, but nobody wants to be home alone all day, 24/7. So if they can have that opportunity, and this is one of the areas that we are very concerned about, and we are hoping that not only the state but the private sector would see the wisdom in you know, erecting such a facility where our seniors can meet each other and socialize, and you know, and
so question, ma'am. Question, because you just blew my mind. Question, right? Uh-huh. You are saying there's no place where no I could carry my great grandmother, pay $100 when the week come, and she go there every day, get activities, you know, watch things, play games, interact with other old people, you know, have like a daycare, and someone come up here back up in the evening or the night time or whatever. That is not in our communities now.
They're not enough, because they're all crowded. So it is difficult to get any senior admitted right now. They are all full. They're very few and they're all full. And what we're saying is we need more of such facilities so that our seniors can interact with their peers. That is needed. I don't like to use the word urgently, but it is something that it's a facility that we need more of in Barbados as quickly as possible.
Yeah, cost effective.
Yes. Because, you know, it's just a building. You build a building, you have, it could be like
a hall. Build a building.
Or even rent a building, but the seniors need to have access to such a facility.
So private sector, you hear it, Barbados, you hear it. That's another idea. Maybe open a business. I didn't know that there was this need.
Whoa, that's something to consider.
What is the percentage of elderly persons in Barbados, you know, often?
No, I can't speak. I can't answer that definitively. That is something that I can get back to you on. And I don't like to hazard, you know, a guess, but there are quite a few. We are, you know,
because we live quite a few,
because we are living longer. So there are quite a few
things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to mm-hmm. have such a facility.
Yeah, because I was saying, when you look at the percentages come out online and so on for centenarians, Barbados mm-hmm. is always the real thing.
Oh, yes, we are ranking high internationally with centenarians as well. So we need to have such
per capita.
our seniors, you know, just as you provide facilities for the babies, we, you know, it's often said once a man, twice a child, and we need to have such a facility where we could sit, maybe do crochet, maybe do line dancing, maybe just play Monopoly, whatever, play what you call it, any card games, even dominoes, but you just need to keep that brain ticking. You need to keep that brain ticking. So that is what, that is one of the things that we need, and we need most urgently.
I need that. You hear that, people? We need it urgently. So let's get on it. Let's get on it. We got a lot of outstanding Barbadians out there. We got a lot of people in the private sector. We got a lot of health care professionals that either retired early or retired or home ain't working and qualified in elder care as well. So business persons, let me make this happen and make it a location that's central as well that persons can get to and fro. Because that's needed. Yes,
that's important as well. Location, location is also very important. One has to think of bus route and somewhere that's easily accessible, because not everybody has access to transportation.
Correct. A nice central location that's needed. Oh, they have the numbers 434-1790 434-1790, and you know today is the day where internationally, globally, we celebrate elderly persons. So if you want to call in, shout out an elderly person in your life, or shout out an elderly person from your childhood or from your past, or an elderly person that is in your life presently, call, shout them out, show them some love live on air, man, or just give us a story of what an elderly person did for you and why you look up to them and how they helped change your life.
You do have a caller on the line, Sluggy.
Oh my God, I ever finished the sentence. Let me go, I love it. Bajan, Rhythm and Rhyme have Madam President Royalty and Icon Marilyn Rice Boyne, and just your boy here, there's Uncle Sluggy. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, good night, Uncle Sluggy, and welcome to Miss Marilyn Rice Boyne.
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to support your call because I think something that we probably need a little bit more about. So I'm welcoming this Saturday and user at something. But our culture that men need to review. You know, this old saying, what we see and heard, where the people are friends, the children and their brothers. I think that we have missed what, like, trying that old thing and keeping the young ones away from us as we get older. We need to embrace the young from early so that the young keep us close to them as we get old. I don't know what you think, what you have found, how you see it, but I think that we tend to like socialize in the age group rather than across the spectrum and think that young people can hear what we are talking about and that kind of thing. I think that we is a bit of an error, and we need to have them as part of the whole, so a part of us growing along as we get old, so that they feel that there's not a problem to tell the older folk things, and we share our past without shame talking with them. I don't know what y'all think. That's just my concern.
Yeah, I quite support the idea, sir, because I do recall as a young girl, you know, one hearing children should be seen and not heard. And today, as a grandparent and a parent, that's not a view that I support, because you ought to include the children in the conversation. There's not everything that, not every conversation or every gathering that they can be, that you would want them to sit in on. But what you have to take is that the majority of occasions, you should ensure that there are activities that of such that your children and your children's children could come and sit and learn at the feet of the elders. And that's important. That's very, very important. Because if you keep pushing them aside, then they too, in turn, would push you aside.
Yes. That's what my concern is. I've seen this thing happen to other generations, but in Jamaica, I've traveled quite a bit, and I have relatives and family in other parts. And what I have observed is that, for instance, in Jamaica, there is a lot more interaction of the old and the young together, even like in conversation after.
Good. Which is good. Because that will strengthen a family unit. And also what it does as well, you can seek clarification from the elders as opposed to seeking clarification and coming back out with a myth as opposed to a fact. If you seek that, try to seek that knowledge from one of your peers. So if you go to an elder and you are seeking clarification, then for sure one would be more confident of the response and the validity of that response.
Nice, I love that call. The call is gone, Ollie.
We have lost the call. There's another call coming in though, Sluggy.
No problem.
So I'll see who it is. But you continue.
Okay. Yes, no problem. Thank you, caller, for calling in and calling and share your thoughts and ideas. You're talking about the elderly in our community. We're speaking with Marilyn Royce Boyne. So come in and share your thoughts. I see we have a div in as well. Persons by Island Fitness Center locked on. Dave, are you there? Can we hear you, Dave?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a million for calling and shout outs to everyone at Island Fitness Center locked on. Dave, quick, besides business, what do you think is important for businesses like yours and other businesses to offer more packages and attractions for the elderly person? Besides business, what do you think is important that us business persons do that for our elderly?
Well, in support of what Marley Rice Boyne said just now, I mean, these are the persons who built our society. These are the persons who are responsible for us being here today. So for that reason alone, and making sure, like I hear Island Fitness, that they're healthy enough, you know, and able to pass on the knowledge, to, you know, that energy, you know, that support, that guidance that is very, very necessary for our young folk today. You know, we focus on that very, very heavily here at Island Fitness. So we offer, you know, special packages and so on, reduced rates, because we know the pension doesn't go as far as it used to. So we have quite a bit of discounts and stuff available for BARP members, et cetera. And if they're credit union members, they get even lower rate, especially if they're public, Barbados Public Workers Credit Union members. But that is important, that we give back and that we support our society. Our greatest resource here in Barbados has always been our people. You know, and I think that is very, very important as a business person. We recognize that, and we continue to invest and support them. You know, they've contributed to our society. We don't just forget them afterwards.
It's so true.
So, that is so well said, Miss Boyna. When Dave, don't go, man. We can talk to you there. If you got time, please don't go. I like your line of reasoning. So if you got time, Dave, you know it's kidnapped people at Ollie. So please don't go. We can hold you to the end. Ma'am, may you hear persons like Dave and business persons acknowledge the trying times, acknowledge that the money don't go as far as it used to, and say, you know what, let me go all out to make sure that we can at least do our part to make what we have here affordable for the elderly, but comfortable for the elderly as well, for them to be among us what we are doing. When you hear persons like that mention those things, how important it is to you as BARP president, I'm not even speaking about Marilyn Royce Boyne, spoken with Madam President, how important it is to you and your organization as president, and why are these things important to BARP? And thanks a lot for that, Dave.
Dave, I want to thank you so much for your offer. And on Monday,
one
member services manager will be getting in touch with you to deepen this conversation. But why is it important, and particularly Dave's offer, because he has a gym, and we want to encourage healthy aging. So very often people, when persons think of the skunks, they will think of, you know, maybe places where one wants to eat or make a purchase of a particular item. But to me, as a senior, one cannot get a better gift than the gift of health, the gift of extending your life. And so a discount in a gym is indeed an offer that we would readily embrace because, as I said earlier, we are pushing the concept of healthy living, and we want to encourage our seniors, regardless of their age and their level of fitness, because Dave, at your gym, I'm confident that you would have trained professionals, but so that when you come in, you could come in with a body that's not quite, it's not weak, but it is not strong, or you would not call it a fit body. But certainly, when one leaves maybe 3, 4, 5 months down the road, that person feels strong enough and fit enough. And it's about fitness, Dave. The emphasis is on fitness.
So if I may interject before you expand on that point, I like where you're going with that. And the focus at our center is energy for life. That's our focus. That's our slogan. And it's about improving a person's quality of life. This is no place that you would only come, you know, just for the aesthetics. You know, those are the sell points that most other facilities use. For me, it is about making sure that you can enjoy, you know, a good quality of life throughout your life. You know, just in the young years. You know, and that is very, very important. So the things that we offer our facility, you know, we have a massage studio. We actually have a sauna that we just implemented. We do vibration training, you know, things to help with your circulatory system, you know, relaxation, flexibility. You know, we focus on what is important to keep you moving and keep you comfortable and as functional as possible throughout your life.
But that is it.
I love that. You say you have a massage parlor and a sauna as well?
Yes, we have a massage room. And we just added a sauna that we will actually we're going to include that as part of our offering soon. But I don't like to put things like that because a sauna is very, very useful and it can be very dangerous if misused. So that will be part of the package, you know, that one of our guided professionals would offer. You know, because it is important. Yeah. Management is very, very important when you're dealing with these things. So I like to be sure and do things right the first time, pretty much.
I'm very excited. Where's your gym located in?
Pelican Village.
A town where every bus in Barbados is good to town.
That's right. We're right beside the bus terminal, you know, and the bandstand. Right.
I have bathrooms and facilities that you can be when you finish.
That's right. Hot water showers as well.
Nice.
Yes, our bathroom facilities are quite well equipped, quite well situated. And the facility is about 11,000 square feet, so there's enough space. And I'm quite sure that they will be very impressed with the type of equipment that we have here. It's all commercial grade equipment. And there are single stations, so we like to make sure safety, you know, we lead with safety, like make sure that safety is a consideration for all. So you're taught to use the equipment properly. You start your relationship with us with a full assessment, a body compositional assessment, so we can share and learn as much about you as possible, that we can properly help you. And there is no age limit to that service. You know, there is no age limit at all to the knowledge that you gain by having an assessment done. And it's a continuous process. You see,
You have a monthly cost as well?
Yes, our standard monthly cost is $140. But
Hold on. Don't go fast. Your standard monthly cost.
$140.
So your standard cost cheap already, and you have commercial grade equipment as in. So I figure you mean the weight machines, the spin bikes.
That's right.
All of these equipment, $140. So the bar price now.
Yes, the bar price is $115. And if that bar member has a Barbados Public Workers Credit Union card, that person gets that month at $100. So it's an even further discount. All you need to do is present that card. Those cards are at our front desk, and we will take it from there. I mean, one of the few, if not the only, only gym with a mobile app. And we teach you how to use that, that you can track. You know, it's very important. This is a lifestyle change that we are trying to get
people
to
buy into. We have a mobile app as well that you can put on it, on people's phones. And I love right. that. This
so
is
we can keep in contact with you. We can keep track of what you're doing. You know, it keeps you accountable. You know, and it lets you know that you're not here alone. You know, you're part of a family, and we're here to support you through the process.
Okay, good. I like this. We're going to call
on
you next week to have a look and to deepen
this
conversation.
You can reach us at 545. Pardon me. Yes, sorry, but I didn't mean to cut you. Yes, you can write. You can reach us at 546-5455, or you can call me personally at 851-6257.
Okay, and I will make sure to give Miss Rice Boyne the number as well. I think $115 a month. I think that's a wonderful price, just $20-something a week. I think that's a great price for all the equipment.
Essentially, what we do it's all our membership packages are annual packages, but we give you the opportunity to pay them each monthly. You see,
right.
So it's about having that relationship and making that investment in yourself, you know, for your benefit and your betterment.
This is good, Dave, because what you would find is that some of our members, they travel maybe to visit grandchildren or so. So the monthly arrangement is quite good for them because if they're off the island for 3 or 4 months, they, you know, they wouldn't feel uncomfortable. Yeah, I like that. We're going to really come and pay a visit and see how we can work together.
Mom, that's not bad at all. That's not bad at all now.
That's
not bad at all. And even the standard price, Dave, being what he's doing my young people, and of course, you know, he's doing my morning show online of Bim Got Talent too, Dave. I like what you're doing. So that's something too that Bim Got Talent can make sure he partner with you on as well, because the standard price ain't bad for everyone. And like you say, it's a lifestyle thing with the equipment you got, with the assistance you're getting, with the facilities that you're getting, and $140 standard for persons a month, I think that's a wonderful price. Dave. So I'm going to be an ambassador for that. You got enough space so that I make a come down there on mornings and stream my show live while exercising or while riding a bike. Dave, I love what you're doing. I love what you're offering to the people, and then you're making it even more affordable, because you say if you're with this particular credit union, it's not even $115.
We offer $100 discount for our credit unions.
Mommy, hear this price, man?
Come here.
A particular public workers credit union, we offer $100 to their members. So once you have their card, other credit unions, you can come as well, but I think the rate that would have been arranged for them would be $120. Per month.
Okay.
And again, the packages are all annual packages, but you have the opportunity to pay them monthly as opposed to having to make that upfront payment one time.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome. Okay. Awesome. Island Fitness Center and Uncle Sluggy's the ambassador for Island Fitness Center, and not for this week and not next week. We're going right to the end of the year, right to the Christmas. We're going right to the Christmas with a healthy lifestyle. So you can look for Bim Got Talent and Island Fitness Center. Doing enough together and streaming enough of my shows from down there. Dave, do a move. Audio, you want to give us something?
I think that's all, but like I was saying, we have the only multi-level spin theater in the Caribbean.
Oh, wait, man. We can talk to you. We can do a move, friend. We can talk. Audio can give us some, and we just get 10 minutes extra. Dave, I don't know if it's because you're talking so good and because we're offering to Barbados. I don't know if it's because Madam President, Miss Rice Boeing, who speaks so well, and everyone we admire. I don't know if we call it to you all, but we just get message. We don't have to done at 7:30. We can finish at 7:40 instead. So a big ups to Wunna. That means people are absolutely loving the show that we haven't finished yet and get extra time. Ollie, I want you to give us some information from our sponsors, NTI. Read also information from NTI. Maybe come back. We can talk to Dave about this multi-level spin class theater and what is one of a kind in the Caribbean. And then he can give us these prices and his reason behind making it so affordable for all of Barbados. And then we can have a chat with Miss Rice Boyne on what does she want most from Barbadians. as it relates to BART and how can we support more. Ollie, give us some messages and then we'll come back and speak for our awesome guests.
This week's featured points focus on the launch of the NTI's new website at nti.org.bb, as well as two Indigenous courses. So let's tell you some more about this website. The National Transformation Initiative's new website launches today, October 1st, 2022. And benefits of the new site include improved navigation and easy access to courses, user friendliness, which makes it easier to register and log in, new content sections that highlight various learning opportunities, course recommendations based on popular interests, accessibility tools, which continue to be a feature of the site, plus all courses remain free with no data charges. Go to nti.org.bb. Once again, that's nti.org.bb to check out the new website. As once again, we go back to Mr. Sluggy Dan.
Yes, thank you very much. And the website is up, people. The website is up. Yes, the website is up. We're focusing on the courses today. The launch is, we're going to put back the launch for later, but the website is up, training.nti.org.bb. And a little later on, Ollie can give you some information again about the courses, the two courses, and where you can find the courses, and a little info on what the courses are about. I want to thank Barbados so much for tuning in. 434-1790. We are saluting our elderly persons today. So call in and salute your granny, your mummy, your great aunt, your great grand, an elderly figure in your community that done well for you. I've done well for the community. Call in and give us a story. 434-1790. Now, Dave, this multi-level spin class theater that's offered to everyone, why was something like this important?
Well, spin is a very, very popular type of programming. And as the person who would have given their life to fitness, wellness, and invested in my people from a very, very, very early age, I saw the benefits of exercise, you know, in real time, in real life. And I committed my life because of my particular skill set, you know, to make these offerings and these programs better, you know, in every way that I can think of. You know, the multimedia option, you know, to be different, you know, something that they can come and be comfortable, you know, be wowed by the environment and only then have to focus on putting it all on the bike, you know, giving the best, you know, their own improvement, their own programming. You know, the instructors there, depending on what type of class, you know, we've had Halloween themed classes, everybody wore white, the clothing is glowing because of the black lights and everything that's in the room. You know, we have Krapoma themed classes, you know, with all the disco lights and everything going on also. You know, so it's a very, very electrifying environment, you know, full stereo sound, air conditioning, you know, the works, intake fans, extractor fans as well, because I like to make sure that air quality in there is at its best, because we cater to all age groups. So because it's spin, it doesn't mean that, you know, if you're a senior citizen, you can't do it. We focus on preparing classes that are perfect for whatever demographic we are pitching towards. You see, so you just need to let the instructor know if you have any particular issues, you know, if anything, any concerns, and they will tell you how to adjust, you know, your output, etc., that you can get the most out of that class. But the area is something that you would have to see Miss Rice Boy. I can invite you to come now and try one of those classes if you haven't. And anyone in Barbados, you know, you can come by and you just give us a call. Again, the number is 546-5455, and we will get you in there that you can experience firsthand Barbados' only multi-level spin theater.
Yeah, as I said before, Dave, I'm anxious. And trust me, when I get excited about something, it means I want to also share it with the members of BART. So we will make a call to you next week, and the management team will come and have a look and have a walk through. And when we are coming, however, we're not going to wear business wear. We'll wear or exercise wear so that we can get a sample right. as we have a walk or as we go through the walk. So I am really, really anxious.
Well, lovely. Depending on the size of your office, your team, we actually have a program we've just launched called Fit Fridays, and we can arrange for you to come in and you book a time with us, and we can give you a full sample package of all of these things that we offer that you can experience firsthand. You know, all the major, all the best points, I would say, of Island Fitness. You know, we have circuit right. classes in there. We do body solid, step aerobics. You know, there's soak of sweat. You know, so there's a lot more to offer apart from the actual spin class that we would have been just speaking about.
Yeah. All right. I'm as I said, we are concentrating as well, as I said earlier, on healthy aging, which is so important. So this would be right up our street. This is exactly what we are looking for. So I want to thank you for extending the offer to us. And we would, of course, be in touch on this offer.
Yes, I'm very, very anxious to work with you on this, because this is something that is very near to my heart. My mother is a BART member and a senior citizen, actually. You know, she's probably listening. I'm going to call her name and embarrass her down in weeks. She actually was one of Barbados's top ballroom and Latin dancers at one time, and she is still very active in the community with respect to teaching dance, and she loves Q and so on. So I'm actually trying to bend her arm, so perhaps you guys can come by and, you know, by show of numbers, you know, let us have her put some kind of programming in there, you know, with some two-step or whatever that you guys can enjoy, you know, at that level. Because I think something like that, having listened to what you were saying at the beginning of the program, where they can come together and, you know, create their own unit, you know, and have music that they can relate to, you know, in an environment with people of their own, you know, their own peers, etc. I think that would be an important thing to do as well, and I'd be very, very interested in supporting that at our facility.
Yes. Yeah, I think that is good. When I reflect on today and the fact that we are saluting the older persons, which is a UN designated day, from it started back in 1990, and to think that on this day in 2022 you could make us such a kind offer, it would be, you know, we can't help but accept it. And how can we show gratitude? We can demonstrate gratitude by using the program, by making it work. So that if you, let's say we had to do a before and after, that, you know, you're satisfied with the after. You know, sometimes when we see the before, you say, that's not me. But when you see the after and the way you're feeling as well, it's all about, you know, fitness and feeling healthy and healthy aging. I'm certain, Dave, that you can assist in turning the lives of some of our seniors around. And
it would be my honor.
Yes, I'm very grateful, very, very grateful on behalf of BART. I am extremely grateful.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure, Dave, I will pass on the info off air, and I'm certain Miss Rice Boeing, or she was saying someone for her team to pay you a visit. What you're offering is awesome, awesome facilities, awesome equipment, and it's extremely cost effective. So I think it's absolutely wonderful, and it gives tons of opportunities for BART to come and do lots of things. Also with the being the membership is so reasonable, like you said, the dancing, you know, socializing, a spin class on the bikes. There's so many things that they can do to keep active and together, and just for $115 a month or $100 a month, you know, I think it's absolutely wonderful. So I gotta salute you for that. Me, I jump on board with BIM Got Talent and my younger persons, and they can make sure I'm an ambassador for that as well. And we're gonna push health and fitness to Barbados, and like you say, is looking at improving your lifestyle, you know, maintaining a healthy lifestyle and just for the aesthetics, like you said. So that way, absolutely love, man. Island Fitness Center. Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, 434-1790. We saluting elder persons, 434-1790. Ollie, talk to me, my brother. We saluting elder persons.
You have your caller on the line, Sluggy. Miss Jonathan, good evening to you.
Good evening, Jono.
Yeah, yeah.
Good evening. You live on here on VOB 92.9 FM. I just want to salute you and your mom. Jono Ollie is a small business person. He owns Jono's Variety there on the corner of Goodland and Main Road, and he's always locked on to support everything Bim Got Talent do. Jono's a person that take care of his mom, himself, do everything for his mom, still run his own gym, still run his own Variety shop, well taking care of his mom, who's an elderly person. And today we saluting elderly persons. So today, Jono, I want to salute you, Jono's Variety, and salute your mom, who still helps you and work hard. Why? I want to ask you, quick, Jono. Yes.
Hello, yeah.
Good. You open from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m.?
Yeah, from 6 a.m. But the monsters, and I just get a little late because running a shop at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and taking care of my mommy ain't that easy. Everything so.
Yes.
And so I learned how to handle it because I've done it for years, yes. Especially in multitasking things from my church. I've done it all back there for years. And so I learned how to multitask this here. And I've done it with a plan in my mind. Like, right. I just see this shop because it's like when something gym will go low, especially in December. So I just felt a great thing. I was always involved in programs with the youth. I was in charge of a big ministry at Burnley for Summit Church named Militant Youth and National Christ. So that's what it's doing. Yes. I like reggae band trouble. So I just put myself, I guess, get tired not saying that I want this as a small shop and business, right? But I try to create a business that, and I work in so far, like I sell almost everything every human being can want, and then try to help people that need it. And that's what I'm doing. There's nobody in Gullum Main Road that can say, Jonathan Bishop don't give you things to everybody's neighbor. When I see the needy, I sell them, and my business still growing. Same thing, God take care of my mother, God peace to the store. And I just, that's my intention. And I look up for them, and I give away crazy, and my business still growing. And it's still a blessing, because I got such a worker from 6 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock. I got to advise you here that, because I'm near my neighborhood, from all of you back down here, you see shops closed all the time after a certain time, 11 o'clock, but I don't worry about people. So I learned me and community people get along, so I just get it 2 o'clock. And I try to keep adding things to the fire, and all the companies coming abroad and me are helping me, you see. And so, and
I love that. I love that. And I love Ollie, right? I love Ollie, right? What he emphasized on, Ollie, is he helping persons in the community. Yeah. You know what I mean? Taking care of his mom, but still focusing on helping persons in the community. So it's persons like this, everyday persons, boy, who we need to continue to salute. You know, we don't see the importance of it, you know, we every day, but we stop and look back and reflect. It's persons that are doing their little for the communities, you know, and elder persons who we really got to salute. So we got to salute you and Jono's Variety on the corner of Gillen Main Road. Open from 6 a.m. to 2 a.m. doing good for the community and taking care of you, Mom. Jono, thanks a million for calling.
Yeah, I don't want to be just a normal shop, just collecting money, because then the people who meet you in the community, it's like a church collecting an offering, and it takes my church collect an offering. There should be a good story to help these people, and that's where the money spot does. So I see if I collect money from people in the neighborhood, although they spend and support my business, I feel that I should give back to the ones that who need help. And I see that you're doing that. A lot of other people support my business, because that's all the whole neighborhood is there. Every block where I said, he always gave me everything. But then I feel like giving everything, but I do it. But I see the business growing, and the companies come along and help me in different ways. Some of them, like Coca-Cola and banks and certain things, they do a lot of different things. They give me a lot of contribution to that. So that because some of the supervisors is following me too, from Coca-Cola, Buster, all of them is following me. So they see my work, and they input more. And see, what makes my business grow so fast, and I don't know if they know, I sell every single thing you could think about in here so far. I know only here 5 months. I start the Monday after Good Friday. I sell almost everything you could call in a shop. From standing napkins, from lard, butter, macaroni, rice, everything you could think about. Call everything. Yes. Times. I got about all the snacks, lots of chocolate, good time snacks, everything, the biscuit. And I started the business, right? You all don't know. I started this business, I want you to can learn to make money, people can learn to be disciplined. I started this business with a quart money bank. All right? When I use a credit card in Luxembourg here. Take it when I activate it the day before after Good Friday, the buy holder. I start that, I take every cent, had my whole attorney on, my life, my daughter, my take care of it, and then put all into a wholesale place and shop. After that first month, never look back. From there, Now we got three shots from Baby Squad landing here, three shots from Massey landing here, three shots from Brilliant landing here, Buster, everybody, Supreme Distributors, Gem Distributors, RNG Distributors, that will keep getting like Hills Market, Hansel Lennings, everybody landing here, popping groceries from that sale. $1,750 along my mother. I won't be real. And my mother checks what comes here. Come here, my mother's doing this business serious. Although she lost her legs, she helped me do everything.
I like that you including mommy. I like that you including mommy and you say
my
you are mommy.
Is, yeah, she's doing everything.
I love that.
She's so full of clothes. I love food, that. Stuff. Guys do food. She's peel clothes, food, do everything. She's everything. She's shallow. Tell me a detox product. Yeah, she's behind me. And that's my motivation. I don't get tired because I've done it for her. All right. Actually, she's
well, I love
she just telling Shannon Tamarins now. Yeah, she good.
Well, that's good. And oh, yeah. Miss Boyne and I was just speaking about that, about including other persons in our everyday life. Mm. So we and it's refreshing to hear you come calling and support what we are saying and practicing what we are saying.
I know it's got to beat her, it's got to dress her, got to put her stool, got to do her insulin, got to get sugar. Still running the shop myself. If you don't know it, the shop is one of the most traction shots in Gillamere around the corner, and I built it myself as a carpenter, mason, painter. I work on it from morning straight to 4 o'clock in the morning. I sleep for 1 hour and then get to my mother and build and build till I get complete built. And now I expand.
Well, salutes to you and thanks a lot for calling in, John. Thanks a lot. And I will hear you making your brother.
I want to commend Jonathan too for looking after his mother. We understand that the role of a caregiver is not easy, and you are a balancing caregiver and businessman.
But I wish I get some help, but I do
your
myself.
Priority, right? You've made your mother your priority, and I want to applaud you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Please give her a good hug. Give her mom a good hug for us, Bob.
Tell her you're sending love to her. She got dementia. She got good memory. I can let her talk for 2 seconds.
Give her a hug.
I can give her the phone quick.
Say hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, hello. Mom. How are you?
I'm fine.
It's Marilyn Rice Boyne. I'm the president of BARC, and I'm sending you lots of love on this day, which is International Day of Older Persons. We love you, Mom. We love you.
Yeah, we love you,
too. Thank you, Mom.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. Thanks, Jono. We love you, Mom. Thank you, Jono. Thanks for calling. VOB 92.1 Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme, the nation's number one station, number one show on weekends, Miss Marilyn Rice Boyne, Madam President and Royalty. Ma'am, those calls, hearing these people doing these things, knowing that persons like yourself help to inspire persons to take care of the elderly, knowing we too one day hope to be the elderly and hope we will receive that care. Knowing that you help to inspire those things, what you want to tell Barbados the most, what you really want Barbados to know, because that was an inspiring call, and what you say to that lady just made me feel extremely good to know that you see and appreciate those things as president. So what would you like to tell Barbados most, ma'am?
Okay, well, as we wind up, because we're running out of time, I want to tell Barbadians to take care of their seniors, view them as partners, and don't view them as persons in need. And even if they need help, please give them the help, because at one stage of your life, they looked after you as well. And our society can only be stronger if we all join hands and hearts together to look after our seniors, because they made a contribution. They built this country, and it is our duty as younger persons, you hear me, younger persons, including myself, that we revere them. And to make sure that their golden days, their golden years are spent in comfort, free of abuse of any kind, free of the fear of abandonment, but just lay them with love, because all our seniors are asking for is some time and some love. And I want to thank you, Sluggy, for the most kind invitation. And I want to encourage Barbadians to follow BARC, the 40 pluses. We'll have another conversation, Sluggy, on another time, where we will deal exclusively with the 40 pluses and the importance of joining BARC. But today, as we celebrate International Day of Older Persons, that I wanted to applaud the work of the seniors in our society and thank them once again for their contribution to Barbados.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, Andy. 40 plus conversation is open again to you. Stand an open invitation to you if you have time. If you have time next week, if you have time the week after next week, whenever you have time, is an open invitation because I am that age now, which means I can be a BART member. So that's just another organization where I think, you can lend my voice and my popularity and Barbadians love me and I love them also. So I think that's another organization because Barbadians see where listens. Uncle Slug is a part of this. Come on, also be a part of this. You know, it's my civic duty still. So we must have that conversation because thank God I reached the age where I'm eligible to be a member and I could also be a champion for that cause. So we can have that conversation. You will let me know if you're available. And I'm all ears. Dave.
Yes, Dave. Thank you. Dave is still with us?
Yes. Yes, I'm seeing Dave. Do you have to unmute my brother?
I'm definitely still with you.
Okay, our parting words from you, what would you, and because we here the day that we are celebrating.
Yes, Sluggy, we have exactly 1 minute and 30 seconds left to wrap it up.
Okay, 30 seconds, Dave, what would you want to say to the elderly person?
I want to say my opinion is well in support of any initiative that supports our population, whether it be old, young, 40 plus, you've just turned 40, I'm about to be 50. So I'm a part of that population as well. And keeping myself in optimal condition has always been a priority for me, leading by example.
5465. This is your boy, Sluggy, Miss Marilyn Rice Boyne. Thank you so much. Dear from Isla Fitness, thank you so much, Uncle Ollie. I love you, my brother. Peace and love. This is Sluggy and I'm out.
Energy for life, energy for life, it's energy for life. 5465455, 5465455, it's fitness, iron fitness. Lock on, you feel just right. Call the number here all night, it's fitness. Get iron fitness, get lock on. Come work out and look right. All commercial grade equipment. Multi-level spin clavator. Mobile app with programs to help you. Pelican Village, that's the location. Knock cardio equipment. Free Wi-Fi all through the area. Trainers right there also to help you. Pelican Village, that's the location. It's fitness, Island Fitness. Lock on, you feel just right. Call the number there on your like it's fitness. Lock on till 9 at night. Whoa. Come work out and look right.
Three things are clear about today's music industry. One, the consumption of music is expanding at the greatest rate in history and from the most portals ever imagined. Two, the cost of producing music is decreasing. And three, more and more artists are using the internet and social media to market and share their music than ever. If you are interested in the music business, you will want to understand the history, the basics, and the latest developments of the music business. This course called Music Business Foundations offers students the opportunity to learn the fundamental principles of music business for now and into the future. Go to training.nti.org.bb, training.nti.org.bb, and check out this course called Music Business Foundations. Why? Because you're never too good to get better.